The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, one lucky person in Ireland, or perhaps a consortium, has woken up to €250 million richer after winning a record-breaking Euro Millions jackpot. All we know so far is that the ticket was bought in-store and not online. But what should you actually do when you get a big check like that? Should you splurge it on a holiday, give it to friends, family, put it into savings? Well, I'm joined now by financial advisor, CEO of Fairstone Ireland, Paul Merriman, who created Ask Paul. Paul, good morning.
Good morning,
Paul. So I'm asking Paul, what would I do with 250 million quid?
Well, there's loads of good you can do with the money. I think the first thing is, if you are the lucky person, congratulations. Stay calm. Try and not go public and try and tell as few people as possible in the coming days and weeks. Try and keep your cards very close to your chest.
It might depend on the age of the person. I mean, someone who's been through life and looks back and says, well, money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
I say nothing.
Exactly, yeah. It does. It's obviously going to depend on the individual, their circumstances, their previous experience with money, and their overall family. I think if you're married or you have a close partner, yes, tell them. And even if you have children, I wouldn't even tell them yet. I think you need to get, obviously, financial advice, tax advice, legal advice. With this money, I know this might sound a bit corny, but it comes massive responsibility. And there's a lot of decisions to be made. And the problem with this type of cash, Pat, is that it can ruin relationships, in that people will feel, if they know you've won that amount of money, they will already be starting to calculate what they feel they should be given. Sure, it's only 400,000. It's not that much money. And it's,
I have this problem. I owe this money.
Exactly. And they can solve my problem. And that, look, it's kind of down to human nature. So you want to make sure that you have a really good plan in place. You give yourself maybe at least 6 months to construct a plan that looks after you, your immediate family, whoever you want, that immediate plan. And then if you do want to help people outside that, then you tell them or then you help them.
But now, what do you do when you get, they always show the exhibition check if the person goes public, but that's not really the way the money's transferred.
No, it's not really the way the money's transferred. This is a really good point. In my opinion, the last place you want to be putting into it is an Irish bank, even just from deposit rates point of view, are horrendous. Even if they do negotiate, you're looking for...
So where would you put it? And will the lottery people obey your instructions?
Oh, they will. Yeah, they can transfer it to any account. So you're looking to kind of get it into a private client account somewhere like a Swiss bank, like Julius Baer, for argument's sake. They would look after a lot of wealthy individuals. They have a really good private client proposition. As much as the banks want to tell you they have private clients here, they don't, not at that level.
What kind of rate would you get on 250 million?
I suppose if you look at this, like in the European market and even in the UK, you're looking at between 3 to 5% at that level. 3% interest on this 250 is $7.5 million in interest a year.
For doing nothing.
Then the next complication is, once you have the money and if you are bringing an interest or you do start to buy property, you start to invest in companies, whatever you do, you're going to have tax on the gains. So it's trying to structure yourself in a way that the tax liability going forward is limited. And then if you are giving the money away, you still have to look at the inheritance and gift tax rules, a capital acquisition tax. So, you know, it's 400,000 for a child.
And if you suddenly have interest of 7 million coming into your account, transferred from the Swiss bank or whatever, you're going to have to pay tax to the revenue.
Yeah, you're going to pay tax revenue just on the growth of that or the interest that comes in, obviously.
Interest.
Yes, you're down the dirt on most of those interest accounts if it's just a high yield and interest account. But if you get the stocks and shares, you're looking at CGT, property, you're looking at CGT and then income tax and the rental income. So there's the structures that need to be put in place to protect you into the future. But Pat, to be honest with you, this type of money, it's $250 million. It is intergenerational wealth. You can set up so much good for yourself, your family, their future family. Obviously, charity needs to be considered at this level.
So but you don't spoil your kids rotten so they never have to work, or your grandkids. I mean, that's not a good way to live.
No,
life.
It's not. Obviously, from our own point of view, in Aspon and Fairstone, we've got a number of high net worth individuals, and I don't think anyone gives the kids the cash. They make sure their children are working, and they might help them with the property purchase, or they might, but they always would insist. They don't have any clients that don't want their kids working. Making sure. But that's the rules. You can't make, if you tell everybody today, it's too late then to put the rules in place. Does that make sense? So it's trying to get that independent kind of look on the financial advice, the legal advice, and the tax advice, then saying, right, I want to do this for this person. How do I do it? And then those individuals tell you how to do it in the best way. And then you come to that person in 2 months' time, 3 months' time, great, we're going to clear your mortgage. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to put you on an income for this as long as you do Y. And that's what you really want to build here is a plan.
Now, if you've got that kind of money, you say put it in a Swiss bank account, people are worried. Maybe the bank goes wallop, even though it's been there for several hundred years. I mean, maybe I should buy gold.
Yeah, you, and that's what they do. So most of those private client accounts would look at diversification. So you get your simple kind of high yield account. Not many people would leave more than, and even in that example, probably less than 10% be left there. And the remainder money be put to work. So you're looking at stocks and shares, you're looking at bonds, you're looking at gold, you're looking at diversifying the money, I suppose. So I'm not saying just use a Swiss bank just for to hold it for interest. It's the private client activity. They'll set the structures up if you need to be set up outside Ireland. The likes of you is better have an account in Dublin as well. It's more the service they give to the ultra high net worth individual and the tax structures and the gift structures that you really need to keep an eye on here. The big thing, although it's a lot of money, you still don't want to be foolish and you don't want it to leak back to the revenue commissioners because you set up a structure incorrectly or you didn't know. I think that's the big thing.
That's where you really need advice.
Yeah, that's where you really want, especially when you start giving the money away or disposing the money into other people.
Would you buy crypto?
Maybe. I mean, the diversification, you probably say less than 1% of your wealth if you really wanted to have a stake in crypto. But you're looking at massive diversification. So you're going to probably be investing in absolutely everything across like all different sectors, all different regions, all different asset classes is what a good financial plan should have anyway. I wouldn't say anything's off the cards. And you, don't forget, you can probably afford to take a little bit more risk when it comes to obviously that level of cash as well. If you could afford to be very speculative with your investments to a proportion of that money. So if you took 5%,
have a good go at something or startup or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So it could be small business. Like there's so much good that can be done here. You can be, put money back into the local community. You can give it to charities. You can build a foundation for yourself. And then obviously spend it and have a good time. I think if you are, and we've been lucky enough to deal with a few lotto winners in the past, the big thing is take a small amount of the money and be able to enjoy it over the next 3 to 4 months. So if it is the obvious thing, you want to be mortgage free, if you have a mortgage, holidays is usually what people do straight away. Bring their family and friends on really big holidays. Get away from Ireland, enjoy yourself, and then get the plan in place nearly while you're away. Then you come back.
Now, the question of minding money, I mean, there are people who, say, have a gambling problem.
Yes.
You could go through 250 million if you've got a gambling problem.
That was the case with the bin man. Do you remember the bin man that won the lotto over in the UK? I think it was maybe 15, 20 years ago at this stage. He gambled a lot of it and just made really poor investment decisions. The NFL players over in the States, a vast majority of them become bankrupt within 2 or 3 years of leaving the NFL. And these guys make tens of millions, usually down to gifting the money incorrectly, buying silly things and gambling. And if it's the case as well, if in your family you feel that you have someone that's not responsible, you might even have a child that's got a gambling addiction, drug addiction, or you could have a very sick child or a child that has a mental health issue. So you want to be putting the money into trust for them to make sure they get drip fed the cash on a monthly or annual basis. That's all those things to think of. But you can still look after family members that have maybe, if it is a family member with a gambling problem, you can still look after them, but in a really structured environment of a trust.
Do you know what the lotto does for people when they finally fess up, yes, I am the winner? Do they mind them?
If lotto's are really good at this, they will give them the option of obviously being public or staying private. I would really recommend staying private with this amount of money because it will affect your whole family. So I would stay private. The lotto kind of take a step back. They will have somebody in office to give you a little bit of guidance where to transfer the money and how to transfer.
Even if you have a consortium of 20 people, it's a lot of bread each, isn't
100%,
it? You know, you're over 10, 12 million each.
Most of the consortiums that have won before, less than 10 people on average. So again, you're looking at massive amount of money for everybody. The lotto's job is not to give advice here. It's to get you to check. And like I said, be very careful. You want to make sure where you're putting that check, because you want to be making the interest straight away. And it's typically, we spoke about this on the show many times before, with the Irish bank accounts and the lack of interest they're giving people compared to those European banks and even the likes of those Julius Baers, these big international private client banks that are in Ireland. You need to source them for the money to go to, in my opinion, to make sure the money's working from day one.
Now, the question of financial literacy, I mean, even if you are financially literate, you still need the best possible advice with money like that. But for people who aren't financially literate, I would feel for them because they may inadvertently tell the wrong person.
100%. And we see this time and time again where people win the lotto, they tell everybody straight away and they put themselves under massive stress. And a lot of people will actually say it's almost the worst thing that's happened to them. I think even last week, you hear a lot of people on social media, we even asked our followers on the Ask Paul page, what would you do if you won the lotto? And everyone's typically saying, charity, give the money away, buy a property, look after my parents, look after my kids. And it's kind of a fun thing to do. Think about winning that amount of money. How would you spend it? The cars, the holidays. But ultimately, it is the responsibility that comes with that type of money. And if you haven't got the financial literacy behind you or someone behind you that would help you with it, it's important to source that person ASAP, because, like I said, it's fraught with danger. And you just don't want something that can be life-changing in a positive way, ruining relationships or putting you under financial pressure. And that will happen.
Now, what everyone wants to know is, should I buy the round every time in the pub?
Look, I probably would for a few people. But after that, I'd be a limited few people. I think there's a really good conversation for people to have. Is who are those close people that you would look after? Because they're going to be the people that are probably going to be there for the rest of your life. And they're going to be people that you really want to look after. Yeah. But it's keeping that circle and that round really, really
tight. And trying to do, I mean, I hope that whoever wins this money will do some good.
Yes.
But to try to do it by stealth.
Yes. Yes, you know, trying to do it under the radar, and trying to help as many people as you can with that amount of money. It's I would feel it's almost an obligation, but you know.
All right, Paul Merriman, financial advisor, CEO of Fairstone Ireland, founder of AskPaul.ie. Thank you very much, Paul,
thank you
for joining us. Well, now
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.